It's my habit to kind of lurk a few threads after I leave just to see if the drama does die down, and then I may come back. That's what happened the first time people attacked me. I just kind of waited it out of curiosity to see what would happen, and luckily it kind of fizzled out and I was able to come back. But yeah, after seeing this tonight, I mean, I don't know if I can. I mean, this is just ridiculous, honestly. This person asked one question, and okay, it was out of place. Sure, I will give you that. But this was also probably somebody that was too scared to ask these questions when everything was hitting the fucking fan. Would you want to ask that when people are like nutting up and calling each other pedophiles or whatever? I sure as hell wouldn't. So I understand why they would come at a time where the threat is calm. I get that. That's giving somebody the benefit of the doubt, especially considering the fact that they asked a question and then didn't even like reply to like what, an hour later, I think it was. That's not somebody that's trying to bait. That's somebody that's asking a question. And the level of just vicious vitriol that that person received in the form of like vocaroos and people just jumping down their throat. No, we're better than that. We really are. Or at least we were. We were, because of what's going to happen is that people that are new fags that are lurking the thread, they're going to see this kind of stuff and they're going to be like, you know what? No, I'm not contributing. I'm not creating. This place is a It's just awful. Why would anybody want to be a part of that? And then you have anons in the thread saying like, we don't want your kind here, talking about new people. We were all new once. We were all new fags. Like, what are you talking about? People ask for rundowns all the time. I've given people rundowns. This is nothing new for us. So this level of like just seethe that came about from this one poster is unprecedented. And I get that people are frazzled. I get that we don't want to have another big sort of drama meltdown. But the irony is that replying to this person created more drama than if you had just ignored it. Really, most of the thread derailment came from people engaging with it. Like, if you really think it's bait, ignore it. I mean, honestly, like, this is really depressing for me because I really enjoyed contributing here. I really enjoyed creating here. But this is going to devolve into an echo chamber of people just screaming bait fag at each other. And nothing is ever going to get better. We're not going to get any new people in because they're just not going to want to be around this. I wouldn't. I don't. I'm sorry. But as a community, we were better. And I know that there's like some edgelords in the thread, like, oh, this is 4chan, fuck your community, blah, blah, blah. And that's fine. Like, you believe what you want or you do what you want. I mean, I don't hate anybody in these threads. I genuinely don't. I think that we're all just like a little overworked here and we need to just really calm down, honestly. But I don't know. Honestly, I'm not going to be around to see it because this has just been a little bit too much for me, because it's coming from both sides now. This level of like just disgusting, dialogue is coming from both sides, and that's not what that shouldn't be what we're about. When I first came here, it wasn't what we're about. So, I mean, I really hope things get better. I really wish you guys the best. Like, I love all of you guys, and thank you for, like listening to my autism and, being friendly to me and kind. And I've tried to be kind in turn to everyone I can. So, I mean, it is what it is.